I want to tell you that I tried to get Holland yesterday and I missed him, and I got him this morning. Okay. Around noon sometime. I called you and they said you was on your way back to Jacksonville and couldn't locate you. But anyway, I got him. Had a very nice talk. I thought your suggestion was just quite appropriate. Yes. I told him I told you two or three times to right. tell him that I knew what problems he had and how much he had to strain to help me, but how grateful I was for what both of you done, and that it made my job endurable, and that I just thought I'd jump off the bridge if I didn't have a friend or two somewhere that would help, and he had done it. He said, well, he just enjoyed doing it. He was happy to do it. He's very pleased. I said, I got this woman, I think, talked out to go on a commission. I've got her supporters straightened out that although I made a firm commitment to them, I've got 85% positive that I can name your man, Linton Collins, that y'all want, and I'll get back to you next week, and I've got him cleared. The FBI report's available, but the ABA report's not available. And if the only thing I can see now is one man to get awfully mad at me and cause a big scene, and the ABA say he's not qualified, and I think they'll say he is qualified from the FBI report the way I read it. Oh, he was just terribly glad, and he said, you mean they're going to give him that claims court? And I said, yes. And he said, well, he just nothing ever happened to him. It pleased him as much.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, that means that he'll really go now, which is what we need.
Well, anyway, I'll try to work it out. And,
oh, that's great.
And I hope I can work out something.
Just a call will do it. That's all we need. I mean, even if this doesn't work out, that's all right. The call will make him now very active and very solid for you, and we won't have to worry about him running off on us, and he'll work. You see, Holland. You may not agree with him, but he's got plenty of guts, and he'll work, and when he makes up his mind, he's going to be for you.
I don't know.
Which he's told me he would do. That means a big...
We're going to sign the meat import thing tomorrow. What time is it? Not tomorrow? Or did the state veto it? Oh, the cattle people want it. They're the ones asking for it. Well, Russ told me it's all right now. What y'all saying? Just wait a minute. Huh?
George Ball said that was all right. He said he didn't like it, but he would not recommend a veto of it.
Huh?
George Ball told us in the conference... at least five times, he said, no, first, we don't like this, but we would not recommend a veto of this bill in the way you, if you work it out this way. So that's what we agreed on in the conference between the House and the Senate.
I'm going to have Mike up there, and I'll have three or four helping him around that I might think might screw up, take care of some of these liberals. I wish you'd get a John Connolly, and you'd kind of help Mike any way in the world you can after you get that committee. I don't know what you can do. I don't imagine you can do much with the Southerners, but any way that you can, I don't know what's coming up that may be controversial. I hope nothing, but I hope you'll try to kind of watch things for me like you always do, and check in with him, and I'll tell him that you're available to take any duty that you need to
now,
kind
Mike,
of watch.
Who is this? Mike?
Mike Mansfield.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll be with you all the way. And John Connolly will be there?
I think so. I think he's coming tomorrow. He may walk out on us on this Southern deal.
I don't know.
He's awful strong. Hell, he's worse than Eastland.
Who, John?
Always, all the time.
Yeah. Well, I get along well with John. And
yeah.
I'll see what I...
He'd be all right. He'll try to help me, but he's got the problems. And he's got an 82.
What's your reaction?
He's got an 82% popularity in Texas.
Yeah.
So that helps, doesn't it?
That does. Now, Ferris Bryant made a big speech down here yesterday, just before I got here, saying that he was going to nominate me for vice president if he could. Mm-hmm. And so I said today that first, I didn't think I appreciated it, of course. Secondly, I didn't think the president under any conditions as a Southerner. I didn't want to make it too much of a Southerner anywhere else, but down here I thought it'd be good. As a Southerner, it made absolutely no sense whatever for you to think about or putting two Southerners on the ticket. Thirdly, it looked like to me you had to nominate some fellow from Northwest or the Northeast. and so on. But Ferris wanted to make a speech, so what I suggested to him was that there may be something when we get up there, we might, I'll talk with Carl Albert and John McCormick and see if there's something that Brian might not.
Yeah, I would like to. I would like for you to work him out. We won't get him to go around helping us out.
Well, he is. He will. He's going to do everything he can. Yeah, and I've spent half the day with the new governor, and he's going to be fine. He said, I don't want to carry water on both shoulders. He said, I'm doing it right now, and I know it. Nobody knows it better than I. He said, I'll be ready to go. I may seem like I'm going to rant and rave here for a little while, but he said, by the middle of September, you and Holland get out front a little bit, front for me. I said, well, Holland's going to be a little late, but I can do it easy. And I said, we'll all be out there. He said, well, then I will too. So he was real good. I think we're in good shape here.
Well, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. Call me up there. We got a direct line. And go in there and call me and let me know. I don't want them to know that I'm paying any attention to it, but you know I am, and I'd like to hear from you.
All right.
Do it now.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, do I, you think I ought to call Martin when I sign this imports thing?
Yeah. I think it was just flattering to death. Tell him I wouldn't even bring up the other thing. Just let me sort of handle it. If he brings it up, then just say, well, you're waiting for McNamara to get back to
Europe. That's right. I won't mention.
Yeah.
Okay, and remind me of that next Tuesday.
All right. Will do.
So when he gets back.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Bye-bye.